Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Good evening, everybody. I want to tell you guys tonight, I'm amped. We're going down technology lane. And tonight, we're going to be talking about how has technology changed the music industry. But before we get into the topic, all right, I am amped, even though I know it's a little delayed. I thought I was speaking to you guys out clearly. Welcome, everybody, to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, I am fired up. Tonight, we're going to be talking about technology and going down technology lane. Has technology changed the music industry? Well, we'll know when we get into the topic tonight. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to express ourselves collectively as a community. We ask you, Lord, that as we come together, that we be mindful and respectful of your throne. Lord, thank you for letting all of us come together. And we ask that you bless everybody, every mind that is tuned and locked in, loaded to the show. In Jesus' name, as we pray. Tonight, guys, we're talking about, has technology changed the music industry? Quite handsomely it has. You can date back 25 years ago. If you go back that far, the things that we see in the industry today, it's a total different playing field. Music is delivered in moments across airwaves, across an email, whereas years ago, that had to take, we had to go through the mail, send it out to the people, send it out to A&Rs, hoping that they would hear it, whereas now you can have an email that respond and say, the person opened up the email. Big difference. That's an MP3. MP3 technologies can be transferred from one person to another as quick as you can put your finger on the keyboard. Then you got other audio files that you got to be aware of, as such as WAV and Windows Media Audio. So you have to be aware of the various different types that's out there. So yes, technology is moving fast and rapidly, and the question is, should a producer have to keep up to maintain relevancy? I'm going to open up the floor. Rudolph, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Poetic, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's one of them nice, cozy, good evenings. And you were talking about WAV, Windows, you know what? We have received different submissions in that Windows Media. And we have to reject them because we don't have the ability to even listen to those files. Isn't that
outdated files?
Huh?
Which one is that? The WMA?
It's called WM. Is it WMA?
Yeah, I think it's WMA, Windows Media Audio.
Yeah. Now, tell me something. Isn't that – now, I don't know anything about that, but isn't that one of the obsolete ways of sharing music? To me, it was like the Betamax, you know, in the VCRs. You know, it was a formula that they came out with, but it's not used in the industry that people have the ability to listen to those files unless they have special equipment. So isn't that one kind of a dinosaur these days?
Well, typically the WMA file is not as universal as an MP3. So people have to go through file conversions to make it listenable to. And if they're not familiar with technology to convert it, then absolutely it's gonna be something that they can relate to. Whereas an MP3 is the most standard across the board for now, and what's most accepted everywhere.
Well, you know, the only reason I brought that up is because of the fact that, you know, that the industry is moving forward. And instead of adapting that, they adapted the MP3 file, which became more universal for all of the computer programs to be able to listen to the music. See, now, I run Mac, so if I get a WMA file, I'm just kind of lost without the knowledge of how to convert that or even the desire to convert it. You know, so it's like the 8-track tape. You know it's got good music on it, but you just got to go through too many changes to be able to listen to it on an easy point. Everybody's now used to being able to listen to their music on an easy selective point without having to have the cassette deck, the turntable, the 8-track player, the reel-to-reel. You know, all of those used to be the formats that music used to come in. I remember when I was young, and people used to buy the reel-to-reel pre-recorded music. You know, that was the way that if you had money and you wanted to show off your audio equipment, you had a reel-to-reel player, and you had the pre-recorded tracks on that by different artists. They used to sell it like that. I don't know. Maybe you're too young to remember that.
Who, me?
Yeah. You remember the reel-to-reels when they used to sell it just like they do CDs now?
Yes.
In fact,
believe it or not, when I went through broadcast school, we used reel-to-reel. So.
Mm. Oh, you are kind of old then.
We use outdated material. So we had to splice tape. So do I remember?
You know what? I still have a reel-to-reel that works. I have an 8-track recording unit that plays and records on 8-tracks. Can't buy the cartridges anymore. Well, I'm sure somewhere online you can buy them. But, you know, I didn't want to throw away my old 8-track tapes. And then I have a cassette recorder. And when I bring young folks through the studio, I have a Billie Holiday 78 record in a glass frame on the wall. I have a 45. Little 45 record on the wall, and Elvis Presley, and they look at him and they go, "What do you play that on?" And you go, "The old turntables, you know, the old turntables with the thick needles, you know, they weren't stereo, they were mono, you know, and God forbid if you drop the needle on it because you would have a scratch and it would ruin the clarity and might even make it skip. You remember putting the nickels on the needle arm to hold it down so it wouldn't skip?
Yeah.
And we were living it up. That was the best they had then. And technology from then to today, wow. When you start to think about it and you start to, you know, it's really changed to the advantage of the individual. Whether you're listening to music, you can get it in 5.1 surround, 7.1 surround. You now have the ability to have the bass coming out of a subwoofer and the vocal coming from in front of you and the band surrounding you. I mean, the technology has brought music home. It has brought it so that in your home, it's like being there. And it's about being surrounded by it, you know. And I think the young people are just, they're really fortunate because they have that ability.
Do you think quality has been compromised or has it been
enhanced? The quality, did you say?
Yes. Has it enhanced?
You know what? I'm going to say this. The quality of the sound has been enhanced. I don't think it's been handicapped or made less. I think that the fidelity and the clarity the definition, the dynamics, I think all of those have been brought to the individual, but it's up to that individual to build the system so that he can feel it, hear it, and enjoy it. See, there's the catch to this. You got to build the system. You need the home stereo system. And I'm not talking about just a little itty-bitty one. You need the stereo system. You know, as a man, you know, that's part of, you know, what men and the alpha dogs, we kind of do with each other. You know, is that you'll go to a friend's house and they'll put on some music and they'll crank it up, you know, just so you can hear what they're about. I'm the alpha dog. I'm the righteous, righteous alpha dog. I worked on it. I put it together. Everywhere I go, it's like, okay. And when they come back, I just put them in there. You know, you remember that commercial on Bose when the guy was sitting in the chair and they turned up the music and his tie blew back and his hair blew back because the music was just overwhelming if you wanted it to be. You could feel it. You could be in the middle of it. It was like, oh, this is a special, special position to be in. But you got to build that. You got to put it together. You got to understand electronics. Even, you know, in this music industry, you've got to understand the different nuances in music and be able to put that in your music so that people can come home and listen to it. I know a lot of young folks are used to the bass in the trunk and what have you, but they're getting better. They're starting the young ones that started in that direction, they're either deaf or they fine-tuned it to now where they have the tweeters and the mid-range and the subwoofers. And they're understanding that bass is mono. It's not stereo. But everything else is. And then they're understanding that you can have sound travel from one corner to the next to the next to the and all around in a circle, that you even hear it like that. You know, the older we grow, the more that, you know, my old lady might call it the man cave. We call it the family room. And, you know, now that I've gotten older, my kids, I worry about my stereo because they don't know the limits. They just come in and impress their friends. And then my wife gets a little cross-eyed because the floor shakes. And, you know, if you hear one of those little shrills coming out, cut it down, you know. But that's that, you know, in this industry and at this time, the technology has come to such a point that it's just phenomenal. You know, it's, I mean, you know, and that's part of I guess, you know, growing up, I want every male that's listening out here to realize that that's part of growing up, getting your stereo set up, getting it so your family and what have you can enjoy music, can enjoy watching movies and having that surround that you don't have to spend money to go to the movies, you know, to sit in the dark movie corners and what have you, that once you spend that money, you have that, you know. And guess what? It's a good way to waste time, but it's a good investment because quality speakers and what have you, they don't get old. They increase in value.
All right.
So understand it. Yes. What were you going to say?
I'm gonna include John Lowe into the conversation. Welcome, John Lowe. What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Everybody here taking their knowledge, man. It's what
man,
I do.
Your phone is excellent. It's kind of like in the background.
Huh?
Do you have the phone to the ear?
Yeah.
And to your mouth?
Yeah, I got it to my mouth. Too loud.
No. It just sounds real low. How it sound to you, brother?
Well, it sounds a little echoey,
yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, John is.
Well, we can move forward.
Is not hollering in the phone. He's just holding a normal conversation.
Okay. All right. So, what's your opening statement, John, for tonight's topic? Has technology changed the music industry?
Hello,
let's hear your thoughts. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My opening statement about, man, technology now is it have enhanced everything. Quality of sounds. And, you know, like I say, it's an ongoing learning process dealing with this technology because, like I say, you learn one thing, then they come out with another system of equipment and programs. You got to keep on growing, and it helps a lot of it amazes me to see the young kids and take this equipment and how fast they can learn how to work this equipment. And like I say, you got to be very skilled and know how to hook this up and connect this. Because I'm in the process of trying to learn as much as I can about technology because I'm kind of behind. I'm really behind. But it also opened up another level with this technology because it helps out unsigned artists now to be able to take this technology. Just like internet, you know, internet radio, blog radio. Now they able to go on computer and have a radio show and be able to hear your music play and use many platforms, just like hip hop natural. Where the mainstream industry got the main radio station, where you know you really can't get your music played, but this is what technology have given us to be able to use. For a benefit.
Absolutely. Hey, man, John, you know I'm right there with you. I'm there, man. I'm behind you. I'm pushing you up off the ladder. Say, man, keep on. Do your thing. Sounded good to me, man. Go ahead one more time, man. Encore.
It's for real,
I do want to say this, though. Technology has definitely changed the game, but what's taking place now, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. There's more fish in this week. The pond is getting full with a lot. Everybody and their mom and dad can produce a record from home now. But does that come from highest quality of what's being delivered? Because everybody feel that they got the gift now.
Yeah, but see, guess what? Now,
what?
Everybody thinks they got the gift. You're correct on that. But it's just like muscle cars. One's faster, smoother, and wins the trophy. The next one might come in second. Well, that's okay. It was in the race. And one just gets to the finish line, and when they drop the flag, it stalls. That's how you compare the quality. Now, see, I understand a lot of people don't know the difference between good quality, and that's understandable. But I also remember when they used to sell the bootleg tapes. You remember the bootleg cassette tapes?
Uh-huh.
That they used to have at the swap meet of
they used
of
to sell. They still do it.
But no, but I remember the cassette tapes when they would
steal
from the mainstream artists, and they would sell them. You know, the mainstream would have quality cassettes that they were recording on, but the bootleggers would have the white cassette tapes and the name taped on the top of it, and it was a bootleg. I'm sure. Okay, here's another good question. I'm sure that nowadays that you have seen the bootleg movie DVDs that people have been trying to sell, where they go into the theater with a video camera and they video the movie, and then they make copies of it and they sell them. They're grainy. Sometimes somebody will get up and walk in front of it as they're buying this seat. But, see, there's the catch to it. If you don't know better, you get caught in spending your money on something that is subpar. Now, you can't educate all the people and bring them to a level of what's worth the money, because they have a right of choice. But just like all the people that are putting out the music, see, a lot of them can tell you people aren't buying it anymore like they used to. They're not buying it.
I was going to go there.
I'll let you go there then.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is music, as you're saying people are not buying it. Is it a hot commodity anymore? That's why I say we got so many fish in the sea now. Everybody, music, don't get me wrong, being exchanged, intellectual property is being it's being compromised, where music is being stolen. People are not protecting the music the way they used to, because they so quick to the access of, I'm gonna send my MP3 over to this A&R or this person here, because they think this person got substance and this person can do something for them. Next thing they know, they're going for a ride. They lost their feet because they didn't protect their music.
Well, I agree with that. But that's that. You know what they call that, don't you?
Not really.
You don't know what they call
it? What do they call it, Ronald? I don't know what you're talking about. It's
they call that moving too fast.
Oh, okay, that one. I just wanted to know where we were going.
I knew you didn't. Hey, the bus is coming for you tonight, so you just sit down and wait, because it don't get there at any point given time. But no.
Wait. What do you mean the bus is coming for me? What do you mean? I thought you were on my side.
And I am on your side, but everybody needs a ride now and then. Everybody needs a ride. But it's not ready for you yet. Just sit back and relax.
What's going on
here? Let's get back into this. Because, see, you're right. You know, but see, moving too fast is the issue with a lot of things that people are putting out there. Okay? Now, I'll give you an example, okay? I've been working on a track that's over 10 years old. The guy that did the lyrics on it, I haven't seen him in 9 years, but I had him sign it over to me. And I've been editing on it, and I've been tweaking it, and I've been redoing it, remixing it, twisting it, and what have you. But it's over the top. See, young folks got to realize that, you know, just because you create something doesn't mean it's ready. You've got to groom it. You've got to tweak it. You've got to throw it out and bring it back. It's like when you raise a child. You got to give it your all, not just that moment, but it's a day-to-day process of growth and seeing if it's really worthy. Now, see, when I say you've got to see, I believe that anything you do that you're going to put out there to market should be over the top. And when I say over the top, I mean, yes, you're going to get criticism, but you're going to get the accolades because they don't know which one you were stronger on. Was it the lyrics or was it the music? It's the production. You know, I think of some of the greats, and, you know, if they were alive to tell when they started writing or creating or got that thought about that song, there would be a time period that would span over years. You know, and now we have, and I've heard you say it before, a microwave society. Instant. Well, no. How's that old phrase go? Rome wasn't built in a day? And those things that show up overnight crumble just as fast? Who would that be? Justin Bieber. Because as fast as he rose, he's falling just as fast. See, this is a life you're living. This is a quest that you're on. It's not to see and stand at the horizon. It's to be able to bask in the beauty of the horizon. And that could be for days. That could be for years. That could be for a lifetime. But it wasn't easy getting there. We're passing out players' cards tonight. Boy, that was smooth, wasn't it? Oh.
Yep. Oh, man. Buzz is coming and all of this stuff passing out. Players' cards. Oh, man, we're changing the format. All right, John Lowe.
That was one point that he made about once you're trying to create something. There's one song that me and my group got. We haven't finished this song yet. And I'm very strongly, I got a very strong feeling about this song if we can ever finish to complete it. It will stand, you know, you can put this on the shelf, you know, a great song. It's about life and stuff like that in the reality, dealing with this song. And we've been working on it. It's about one of the first songs that we made. I've been dealing with you guys for 3 years. But some kind of way we lost a beat to it or something, and it got off track. And we haven't made that song, finished that song yet. It's an unfinished song. It's been about 3 years. And I was just telling my guys, finish that song. That three songs that I want to do to complete. And that was one of the songs that we haven't completed yet. once we just started on our quest trying to get into the music industry. And it was a great song. It was a song that we auditioned for the Ricky Smiley contest. We won from that song, but we didn't perform that song in the show. And it's never got completed yet. And like I said, I wanted to finish that song and make it over top, as Raw Dogg say, you know what I mean? And really to complete it and stuff like that. And I think it would be a great song. And that's something that I'm determined to finish up, is that song. Since
well,
Raw
let me
Dogg
ask you a question. Do you have the WAV files to the song?
No, I don't have the WAV file to it.
Okay.
We haven't did anything. We just practiced it. You know, we just practiced. And that was it. We never went in the studio with the song. We never done any of that.
Okay.
We never done that. That's an incomplete right there.
Okay. All right, guys. We're getting ready to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. When we come back, we'll be talking about has technology changed the music industry. When we come back, we're going to get into how it has. And we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Quote. And here's my new hit single, I Want You. Keep it locked on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
What's up? It's your boy, David Verity, a.k.a. The Truth. And you're now rocking to the sounds of Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Has technology changed the music industry? Of course it has, in several ways. Now, I know you guys remember the days when A&Rs used to go out to the clubs to travel, and they would go from one state to another state developing and looking for talent. They had to go through many haystacks so they could find the talent and the needle in the haystack, which was the talent. Today, delivered by MP3. We can find talent. Not to mention, not only find it, you can streamline it and put it on video and meet on a video conference where you don't even have to leave your home and communicate with an A&R about your music. He can fine-tune it, talk with you about it. He can go to a GoToMeeting, and boom, you guys are in conference together, met from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Just by via the computer, through, you know, webcams. That's how technology has changed even the meeting grounds What's your thoughts, John Lowe? I'm going to give you the floor.
Well, like you said, you brought out a lot of great points about being able to get your music heard now. You know, it used to take a couple steps to get a chance to let somebody hear your music, you know. But now it's open, the floodgate is open now, giving a lot of unsigned artists opportunity to get things heard. And like I said, that helps the AR out also to keep them from doing all that traveling, jumping from here to there, stuff like that. Like I say, that's a, you know, technology have grown so fast and so quick. And, and like I say, it's a big plus for unsigned artists. And to come back to the point, the mainstream in the industry got everything locked down. Now, really, you don't have to go to a talent show because, you know, they can see your work written in and there. If you email it to them, stuff like that, or either put it on YouTube or stuff like that, you know what I mean? They can actually see what you're capable of doing. And like I say, check out the stage present and all that through technology, YouTube videos and all sorts of things. And it's and like I say, it's a good thing for unsigned artists with this technology if we use it right and correctly. Because, like I said, the mainstream got everything, you know, took a note. You can't really get no song played on the radio because they're playing the main artist's music all the time, over and over and over. They even, the artists that they do have signed these record labels, and the ones they haven't put out there yet. See, radio playtime gonna go to them once they get, you know, drop their CD or their album or put a mixtape out there, so they gonna still cover the mainstream radio. So, but for using this technology, what we have at our hand, like I say, it also can get their music heard from, like I say, people from L.A. can be, like, listening at the show on Hip Hop National. People from New York, L.A., Seattle, Washington still get some airplay time, you know, but using this kind of technology, that it's a great thing for unsigned artists.
Oh, right. I love that. But, man, I got to tell you. Ronald, what's your thing?
Well, you know, I got much love for John. John is the silver-tongued, just eloquent young man. Can you hear this? I'm getting ready to start the bus up because it's coming for you, Poetic. But, you know, he said a lot that he didn't realize that he said. You know, it used to be that you'd have to take your product in your hand and go and deliver it to ensure that it got there, you know. And you used to have to meet face-to-face with people. And now with the Internet and the way it is, you know, it's kind of a process that I believe is overwhelming the industry. I know we get overwhelmed at times by submissions that are inappropriate or just wrong, and wrong can be so many different things, you know, language, the definition of the sound, you know, so many different things that they don't realize because they don't ever get a conversation anymore. You know, it used to be when you talk to people in the industry, you looked them eye to eye, you know, and they would tell you that how they felt about your music, or you could pick it up on in their conversation of whether you had any chance or not. You know, a lot of the people don't get that. Their stuff just gets discarded because of the fact that, you know, it doesn't meet the standards or the criteria, but they never find out why, you know. And I think that's a holdback and a pitfall, because they don't know how or what to do. You know, whereas we try to critique them, we try to explain to them so they can get on another level. You know, it's like that. Like, you know, we've had people that didn't have the proper sound cards in their computers. They needed an interface. And we just had to explain to them, you know, these are the things that are going to possibly get doors open. We never promise anything, but we try to help them so that they can get heard by the industry and get, you know, heard by the public on the music in the mix when we do that. You know, so it's like, you know, there's good and there's bad. And I think one of the issues, who's critiquing and helping them? Now, you know, John's people, they're lucky to have him. And, you know, I know he goes through some things when he tells them, no, 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 try that again. But I think they respect him enough that they'll do that. Well, I believe they will. Well, yeah, knowing John, yeah, he'll bring out the Bible on them. You know, because guess what? He's a man of God, and I can appreciate that. You bring out God before you bring out the baseball bat. You know, so, hey, the world, the young people are missing that mentorship because rejection without a conclusion leaves them in limbo. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to change. They don't know what they thought because it's easy to be, no, we at this time we're not interested. You could be, you know, the email they get back, you know, continue to submit, but they don't tell them why they're not interested in that. They don't even say whether they liked their talent or even if they had talent that they might be interested in the future in. But that's a way of shutting the door and saying goodbye. And there's no help. You know, that's the thing I think that has changed with the ability to being able to produce music in your own home is there's no help. There's no checklist of what should
no
be
guiding,
looked
no
at.
No guiding point. That's what you're saying?
Right. Exactly. And that...
Well, I can tell you like this, Rodo. Do y'all remember the days of the press kit?
The what?
Where you had the press kit. When you had to... You would draw up a letter. It has a cover letter. You're trying to get the attention of the record label. You send up... You'll take a picture of five and a half by eight. Yeah, there you go. 8x10, black and white. And you would put a biography together, and then you'll send your CD or your tape to these people. And you had to put, you know, you had to get postage, and you had to mail it off to several different labels to get their attention. Then technology came across. Now that's all in the electronic process called the EPK.
Well, that's very true. But then you don't know who gets it. You know,
It all depends on you if you have a control of the list.
Yeah, but you know what happens is you remember, okay, the days when we used to, that the mail and what have you before the internet. And, you know, the mail went to the mail room, and then somebody in the mail room opened the mail, and it might get to the person or not. You know, it got to a secretary, and then she'd go through it, and he'd tell her, well, hey, if you think something or something, then let me know. Other than that, hey, if you don't, just send them a letter saying thank you and, you know, keep submitting, and, you know. See, you never know who is really listening to that because, yes, you can send an email and you can send it to a destination. But, you know, that's just like you. I open your mail. Oh, God, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? You didn't know that, did you? Okay, anyway. So, you know, you don't know who opens whose mail. So in this world.
You dropping bombs tonight, huh?
Uh-oh. I wish that engine would start. Oh, you in trouble. It's starting up now. But no, really. See. Okay. But in all honesty, see, I think they need that feedback. You know, I think they, you know, I wish more artists would come through Hip Hop National because you've helped a lot. It's like, you know, we've talked to people behind the scenes and told them, well, if you can do this and do that to the song and this and that, you know, I think you'll have a better chance and you'll be able to do, you know, people will embrace what you're trying to do better. You know, and people have come back and said, thank you, you know, because no one ever told them that. No one ever said, well, you know, a few tricks this way, a few tricks that way. You know, we've given away great information on a one-on-one. And I, you know, that's why, you know, I enjoy this show. I just wish sometimes you would ask the people that call in, you'd say to them, you got any questions about something you want to know about? Because I'm sure that there are some questions that even though we have a topic on the show, that they would love to ask and hope that we might even go in that direction. So guess what? They can ask it. You
no,
know?
No, I just want to say this. I'm not going to ask them that. You know why?
Why?
Because you just did. Why did I ask
you? Oh, buddy, you heard the engine start on that bus. It can happen. And I do open your mail, and I don't regret it.
But one thing,
go ahead, bud. Go ahead, John. You got the floor.
I mean, this one thing I can say that my dog brought out a great about Hip Hop National, what they do about giving people, they educate people. I know a lot of people doesn't have education. But you get them educated. You educate these people. And that's a very, very important key to be inside this industry. You know, you may not have all the high degrees and stuff like that, but you can educate them about this music, make music your business. You can do that, and you got a lot of great people with a lot of great knowledge to help them and to steer them in the right direction. And like I say, it's a lot of great levels of mentor that come through this show to help people out and actually been on the top and been through the things that the young artists trying to go through, trying to reach. They have a lot of good insight and knowledge to help to get them to the next level. And that's one thing I love about Hip Hop National, man. Y'all get here, y'all mentor to these kids, and I also learn a lot from y'all. And I love to ask, and I love to be on the show because, you know, you feel like you're at home once you do get on the show. You doesn't got to feel, you know, like you're in a corner somewhere. You can participate in the show and just be yourself. And like you're doing tonight and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, Hip Hop National do a lot of great things for a lot of unsigned artists, and they really do need to get on the show and to participate and start talking and communicating. So to find out their credibility, because once you do find somebody very interested in and get to playing their music, and you, once you recommend somebody, your credibility is going to be out there. So you want to stand on your word, and you want to be able to back somebody that have a good mental attitude about what they want to do inside this industry. They got to be ready and prepared to go to work once they get there. And like I said,
positive mental attitude, that's what it's called. Let's bring Quinn on it. Quinn, what's happening, buddy?
Man, what's going on, man? I mean,
nothing much, man.
Well, you know, it's a good day today, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here listening to y'all. Shout out to my man, John Lowe. Also, my boy, Raw Dog. And so are you, Poetic, you know? Shout out to all y'all, man.
Well, thank you, Quinn.
What's up, Quinn? All my family on here, man. But, you know,
technology, between the technology and the music, not only the just the music, technology is make the world go round. You know, it make the world go round. It's amazing what you can do with technology and through a computer.
Look. Look at this, guys. How about the phones? The device that, you know, that you simply got in your hand right now. How we can now look at video and music and deliver it quickly just by an app.
But you're right, because I got an MP3 player right now that I can look at videos on right now. So you're right. It's amazing what technology can do. You know what I'm saying? It make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? It don't change things, but it make the world go round. You know what I mean? Everything is there. You know, technology does a lot of things, and you wondering, you know, how do this, you know, works and how do that works in technology. You realize that it all works done by technology. You know what I'm saying? And you know, to make the music, not only with music, it's for anything. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a little favor from you?
Yes, sir. Well, it depends. I'm not just going, ask me a favor. I don't know. Go ahead.
You hear the bus in the background.
Check this out. The thing I wanted to do was ask Quinn, that song I was talking about that we never finished, I just wanted him to sing a few verses there.
Okay, we open, we down for that.
All right, okay, here's Quinn.
Quinn,
what's up? What's up, brother?
Sing this song, Ghetto Life.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hold on for 1 second. All right, y'all can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Let me give you an
introduction.
And now we're going to have the incredible Quinn. Go for it, man.
I want to take this time out and say thank you. I want to thank you for the things that you've done for me. You're a friend that I've been to my own self. You're a friend I can call with nobody else. And Jesus, what a friend I have. And Jesus, what a friend I have.
All right, Quinn.
I wanted you to sing the chorus part of it. The chorus.
No, hey, can I ask you this, John? The properties are taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he's ready to go. That's very important.
Okay.
Very important. But right now you're live and on the air.
Yeah, and I can sample you.
Okay.
Around the world.
Yeah, I can.
Just letting you know,
I'm like a thief in the night.
Okay. Man, hey, I love y'all, man.
I got to protect your best interest, man. That's why. Because we can always do it on a private call. I just don't want to put too much out there that you can't take back. You feel me?
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong,
John. You know, you can have a guru can switch something up and say, I had it first.
Yeah, that's right. You just got to talk
about it. And then the next thing you know, Raw Dog puts out a production, and you go, that's Quinn. I teach you, Quinn. You know, I wouldn't do you wrong, but whose permission would I have?
No, I can assure you guys, you ain't got to worry about that man right there.
He's got
a good human side of him, character.
Right, and they won't let me into Japan.
Upstanding. So you ain't got to worry about that. But to protect you guys' best interest, I would prefer not go further on the show with it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, because your lyrics, you would hear somebody else that can't figure out.
We don't need
lyrics
nothing similar. Originality is what they're looking for today. And when people ain't got content, man, this is what technology at now. Don't get me wrong. You in one part of the world, I'm in another, and so is Raw Dog, and so is Queen. We are all in different locations at this moment, but simultaneously, we on the same platform right now. That's how technology has brought us so much closer together. So now the communication becomes one-to-one. The relationships that we build across the world is outstanding. We never even have to meet a person face-to-face, but we can come through the technology of a radio show. Or at one point in time, you couldn't do that. And you can't let the world hear your music just like you like Quinn just did. And Quinn, I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Raw Dog. I loved it. He just liked it. I loved
it. You hear what Homeboy just did. He just... Man, I can't.
I'm getting the bus ready.
I can't believe it.
Hey, Quinn, I loved it, man.
Always, man.
I love y'all, man. Always, man. We're going to make you, we're going to do what they're asking for, man, right here on Hip Hop National Radio, man.
We got to
give them what they're asking for, man, because y'all, like I say, man, y'all might not know it a lot. Y'all making a lot of things right, man. Y'all making the industry go right, you know what I'm saying? Y'all changing the game, man, you know what I'm saying? It's the style that, you know, y'all carry. Not only the style, it's just the way, you know, how y'all do that, man, you know what I'm saying? We never know the online show like that over the phone, you know what I'm saying? That's real interesting. You know, that's why I be on here a lot, man, because it'd be interesting to me, man.
Well, now, you know what? That makes me proud. That makes me proud, Quinn. And you know what? Hey, if it wasn't for people like you and John Lowe, Poetic and I would probably go, what are we doing, you know? Because we wonder whether we're helping anybody. We wonder sometimes, you know? It's not easy, you know? And at this time of the evening, To give up other things like, you know, I can only speak on Poetic, giving up other things like, you know, strip joints, drinking, all of that. Me personally, I enjoy you guys. I love when you guys show up.
So y'all,
you know,
see what this man had to give up? Oh, now we know what you gave up. Now you put it on national radio, brother.
No, I said you. You younger than me. You younger than me.
Finger at me, man. Hey, you know, look, you point one finger at me, but four point back at you.
Well, you know what? See, I love it. You love it, and that's why we're here. Because hey, what else is better?
But let's go into that EP case.
You got to do a commercial.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a minute. You're right, Raw Dog. We'll be back in just a minute. Listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us.
us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Has technology changed the music industry? And, you know, as a consensus across the board, we can all agree that it has definitely changed the way we market ourselves. Before, we were dependent upon the industry making us known to the world. Today, we could deliver it today through the internet, through video, YouTube. YouTube didn't exist. Imagine it 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Instead of us seeing our video on BET and wishing that we were that artist, now we are that artist. But the thing it is, the market is very saturated. The question here is, how do we stand out and be different? What can make our product get in the forefront of other people, promote it? How do we change the game with what we have with technology today? I'm gonna go ahead to John, and then I'm gonna go to Quinn, then I'm gonna Raw Dog. John, what's your thought?
Well, like I say, you can produce your own stage presence. Get a good idea of what you're doing. You can play it back. Once you shoot a video, you can look at it and see what you need to do to it, how you can get yourself better performance, come up with some kind of stage presence or whatever to make it do what you need it to do, to tweak it any way you want it, you know, to make it, to get your kind of background setting, you know. You know, like I say, it's a lot that you can do with a video to help your style of music out. You can find your style. You know, it'll help get your creativity going and to clash in with your music. A lot of times people shoot, I see a lot of videos. The music doesn't go with the video sometimes with me. I say to myself, I say sometimes they could have used it. I mean, they could have shot a better video and made it with more meaning. So they can bring out a whole lot better, bring out your music more better, make more sense once you make a good video, and it got a lot of meaning to it. So that's one way technology can enhance your the point you're trying to get at to pervade to other people.
Quinn, your thoughts?
Well, you know, not back to what he was saying. Now, you know, you can create your own thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, that's what needs to be going on right now. But most people, they ain't creating their own thing. You know what I'm saying? They sampling other people's stuff. You know what I'm saying? A guy asked me the other day about sampling stuff. You know what I'm saying? He thinks that, you know, just because you hear somebody sample a song, that doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, that's their record. It's not their record. It's just the sample. You know, that's what a lot of people, it's hard for people to look at and understand that now. But, like, you can create your own, because I used to record with the cassette, you know what I'm saying? I used to have two karaoke machines. You know, I know y'all heard of the karaoke machine. I know y'all heard of the cassettes and all that, you know. And I used to hook them up together, you know. And each karaoke machine, they had them cords, like them cords that you hook up to the DVD player and to the TV. It's six on one end. And they used to have them like that. And I used to hook them up together. I used to have one recording and the other one playing the CD, you know what I'm saying? And it worked, you know. And I used to, you know, listen to it and see, well, you know, see where I messed up at and see what I need to, see what I need to do. So, you know, that's just like, you know, being in the game, you know what I'm saying, being in the industry. You can't come in the industry halfway. You know, you can't come in the industry half-stepping. You got to come in there right. You got to know what to do and how to do. So, before, you could be your own manager. Everybody could be their own manager, but how you going to be your own manager when you don't know? You don't have to know a lot, because see, I'm going to tell you right now, it's still some stuff that I'm learning. That's why I be on here with y'all, because it's still some stuff that I'm learning from hip-hop and thinking about the music industry, because, you know, that's been my life, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I was a little kid, I've been doing music. And, you know, like I say, that's why I be on here with y'all, because I'm still learning the business about music, because I don't know everything, but I know enough to be a manager. You know what I mean? You know, that's just like, you know what I'm saying, you might not know everything, but you know enough to be, you know, to start the show, to start Hip Hop Nation. You know, that's just like, you know, dealing with anything, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been around long enough to know a lot, but you know enough. You know enough that you need to know. You know?
Well, I know enough to ask questions to the people who know.
That's true too.
That's why Hip Hop National exists, not because of just my self knowledge, or that I got all the knowledge within myself to propel the show. It's actually to ask enough questions that we all can get the knowledge and that we can come together collectively to help each other. That's what the program is. Yeah. That's what it's based on. It's not based on me. It's not based on you. It's not based on Raw Dog. It's not based on John, but it's based on all of us.
Now, I'm not saying that it's based on me. I'm saying that I know that it's based on all of us that's on the show right now.
Community.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, what we all learn, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't learned the whole thing about the music industry. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to say is that,
I don't think we ever will. I don't think we ever will, because it's so much, so many different loopholes to what makes this industry tick. Even the ones who
I don't know about that, man. I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I think it might be some new poses, but I still feel that we still could learn. Because, like I told you, that's why I be on here with y'all a lot, man, because I always wanted to go to school. I'm going to tell you, when I graduated,
said the same thing. I don't think you'll ever learn everything about this business. But I don't think one person will learn everything there is to know about this business, because there's so many different, there's so much to learn. There's so much to know.
It might be so much to know, but I still think that we could learn, and we all can learn.
I'm saying the same thing. I agree.
I'm telling you, but at first you said you don't think we'll ever learn. But I'm telling you.
No, I said I don't think we'll ever. I don't think nothing. Just I said I don't think we'll. I don't think we'll ever learn everything it is to know about this business because there's so much to learn. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing you're saying. Just to let you
but
know.
But see, like I say, man, that's why I love over here with y'all, man. Y'all talk about a lot of stuff like the other day, man. I don't know anything. The kind of microphone that I heard of is the popcorn microphone and the microphone we use that when we goes on shows. I never heard of the microphone, I forgot the name of it, but I never heard of that kind of microphone. You know what I'm saying? I've heard of the 8-track, but I've never seen an 8-track. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how 8-track works. So, you know, what I'm trying to get you to understand that, brother, that, you know, like I said, I always wanted to go to school for music, and I feel like this is a school to learn about music.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks, man. That's an ultimate compliment, literally. Right off, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think this show is based around Raw Dog, and therefore, no. No, check this out. Well, it was. No, check this out. So what I want everybody to understand is I'm going to give you guys, I got much love for you two. I'm going to give you something that nobody's ever told you. First of all, stop listening to music. Stop listening to music that's out in the world.
Really?
Only listen to yours. You're only going to get influence.
I don't know about that, Raw Dog.
But no.
Listen to me.
Creativity and originality are what's going to make you have some fame in this industry. Your creativity and your individuality are yours alone. Sure, you've heard music all your life up until now. Stop listening to the new. Start creating. Your mind is full of things that you've heard in different singers and what have you on how they their voice, they did different things and hit different notes and what have you. But if you want to be noticed in this industry, originality is what's going to get you there. If you had never heard music in the beginning, earlier in your life, you'd have nothing to base being in the music industry. So let's just say you've heard enough. I don't really listen to everybody's music anymore. I am the music director here at Hip Hop.
But you know what? Hey, excuse me about that, Ron. No, I ain't trying to cut y'all, brother. But you know what? Now I'm gonna tell you something. Now when you said that about you listen to everybody's music. Now, I'm going to tell you now, this music that they got out now, I don't listen to. But the music that, you know, I wouldn't call it, you know, I'm like a, you know, I like the old music, the music that I came on, music that I can relate to, that I'm still related to. See, you got to make the music that bring back memory. You know what I'm saying? You got to like that music that if that music brought back memory, just say you and Poetic, y'all were the hottest group. Y'all guys was in a group together. Y'all guys were the hottest group that was in the industry. Y'all took over the industry. Y'all had songs that I could remember when, you know, I was this and that. I heard y'all guys when I was little, about 9 or 10 years old. And now y'all ain't doing nothing no more. You know, or whatever the case may be, y'all ain't doing nothing no more. Y'all done retired or whatever. Y'all done moved on to something else. But y'all got that money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that bread. Y'all forever paid. But we talking about the music. We talking about the money. Why? Because y'all got that bread, man. We talking about the music that got the feelings in it, and the music that gon' last forever. It's gonna last forever, but the music, that shot here now, I don't get no understanding of. Some of
okay, but
it,
see,
I don't
but
get no understanding
me.
Of.
Listen to me, When I said original, now you have to trip off of this. If you stop listening to the music coming out now, just because you've already heard a lot of music, and you start creating your own song, just like when you guys did the last song that you guys did, Marching.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. It stood out. I listened to that song and I went, whoa, they've actually gone to another level. But see, you're only going to be able to do that if you cut off what's going on now and everybody else is doing, and you get into your own creative bag. Because remember, you've got tons of things you've heard in the past, different techniques and what have you, but you've got to be original. That's your flagship. That's the horse you're going to ride in the race, your originality and your creativity. But being a copycat or similar to what's happening now, that's not the correct path to follow. There was only one Michael Jackson. You know, there's only one Al Green. There was only one Otis Redding, you know. There was only one Rick James. So
that's
when we
true.
Start
one
talking
poetic.
About pardon?
One poetic. I just had to squeeze that in now.
That,
you
didn't
right.
hear the engine on the bus?
you absolutely
I think
right,
we're
going to
warm it up. Boy, I just tell you, sometimes, but that's why I'm in Washington State, and he can talk like that. So let me say this to you. The originality is what's going to get you all the notoriety. That song you guys put out, that was original. You could feel it. I enjoyed it. You know, we still keep it in the playlist, you know. And so the whole thing about this is, there's where it all lies, within your own creativity and originality. There's only one Quinn. And there's room for Quinn. And Quinn will be noticed and appreciated as Quinn, not as Marvin Gaye, not as Teddy Pendergrass. See, all the soldiers that have fallen to the wayside that are no longer there, there's room for you. Your originality, your creativity, your heart, your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You got it all. You're the complete package. Don't be scared. Seriously, man. I love you guys.
Well,
I heard it.
Hey, now, Raw Dog, now, you're right. Like you said, it's only one Al Green. It's only one. You know, that's what I was just talking about the music that you got memories to. Music that came into your life when such and such and such that was going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? You're right. It's only one Al Green. It's only one Michael Jackson. It's only one Tupac. But think about, okay, just like, I'm going to tell you all the people that, you know, that was my inspiration, and that's where I came from.
Yeah, but guess what? You know what you didn't hear? There's only one G-Squad. There's only one song, Marching.
That's right.
See, how do I know that?
You're right.
How do I know that? It's not because I'm looking at it. That's because you made your mark, and you got to keep being. Quinn, you are an unusually very good individual talent. We can talk about everybody else, but guess your creativity is the mark that I know about you. See, and there's the catch to it. If you just stop and listening to everybody else and do Quinn like every individual artist should do. They should do themselves. You'd be surprised, man. You'd be overwhelmed. Because, you see, God gave you a gift.
That's true. Exactly. God did. Not only that, he gave it to me. He gave it to everybody in the group. And not only that, he gave you a gift. He gave Poetic a gift. He gave John Lowe a gift. He gave all of us a gift. Because you know why? We all God's children. And everybody that was in the industry is God's children.
Well, now, you know, when you put it like that, yes.
But I mean, but
you know what? I got to say this to you. You hate being patted on the back. It just gets to you, don't it? You just got to say, ooh.
It always, hey, man, it
you know,
always
whenever
gets
I
me,
make
man,
you a compliment to you, I've noticed that over this period of time, and I love that about you, man, because you say, I'm not there yet. Uh-uh, not yet. You ain't heard the best of Quinn yet, so. You don't let it get to your head.
No, I don't, man. But, you know, it's just like when you talk about what we talking about, man. I can do this on and on, man, all day and all night, man, because, like I said, man, I'm 25 years old, man, and the 25 years of my life. Yeah, I know. But the 25 years of my life, I done heard some good singers and some good rappers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to tell you right now, man, I never hear nobody else, I don't have my share of music.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, you're right. It's my turn. But you know what? All those guys that, let's say, my favorite group that I would take to the grave was the Hot Boys from out of New Orleans. Those were the group that I loved. I was about, 11 to 10 years old when they came out, you know, with Lil Wayne, Juvie, Turk, BG, and all them, you know, hey.
Right.
Those was my favorite group, and they still is my favorite group.
Well,
you know, when I found out that they had them separated, oh, man, I was like, wow, man, come on, you know what I mean? But,
well,
hey.
Let me ask you a question. Quinn, did you ever take music in school, a musical instrument?
That I ever took it in school?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Right,
okay,
now,
and you know, this is why I asked you this. This is why. You know what? I took music in school. I played saxophone, okay? And I wondered why the teacher made us play things that I had no interest in. Like the Star Spangled Banner, and you know, just songs, you know, that you know, Stormy Monday and Tequila and all these songs that I had no interest in. But I realized one thing. It was about being able to understand the creation, and take it from there and be able to do for myself. See, you've had an education in listening. See, you're a vocalist. And being a vocalist, it turns into the point of, man, you've studied different people and what they did vocally. See,
yeah,
now, I can't carry a tune to save my life. So, you know, I heard them, I liked them, but I listened to the music. I listened to the piano, the bass, the guitar, and I wanted to be able to do the same things that they did, but my way.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You heard all of these people. Now it's your turn to do it your way.
Yes, yeah, you're right. That's true. You get
see,
a good
and
point
that's
on
what
it.
I want
I agree
out of
with
you, Quinn. I want you to realize that I have heard your abilities. I respect you as a person and as an artist. Now I want you to do things your way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
And dazzle the world, man. I mean, you got it. You're humble. You got God in your heart and in your mind. Well, you also got them girls, but you got God. You know, and so, man, I see great things for you. I just want you to realize that you, original artist, have a path in front of you that all you got to do is start, just keep walking them steps, and you're going to get there. I got faith in you. I believe in you.
Hey, man,
you don't go
to strip clubs
like Poetic.
That.
You don't do things like Poetic, so I'm sure.
Oh, man. Poetic, you done been to the strip club, man? We went to the strip club this weekend, man.
He ain't gonna tell you. He just gonna laugh.
I ain't done like that, man. He got a problem.
Hey,
he got it.
Poetic, man. Why you let Rondo put you on the spotlight like that? You know, John Lowe put me on the spotlight like that tonight. What's going on?
it's throw Poetic under the bus tonight. He told me this before the show. He said, I'm going to get you tonight. So, you know what? Hey, I can deal with it.
Yeah, well, he got me the last two shows. He had me looking out the window talking about, you see that yellow spot out there? It was, yeah. The bus was coming to pick me up. I got you coming. I'm just going to make you scared. I ain't telling you when it's coming. It may not come tonight. But when they hear the bus coming and picking you up, oh, the world is going to know the bus ran over you, Poetic.
That's all right, Rod.
But you notice how
right.
Clint threw
that's
all of that.
That's why I like having you in the cut with me, man. Because, hey, one wheel will run over me. And two
what, did you
run
hear
over
how
you.
Modest Quinn was? Quinn was so modest that he changed the subject. I love that about that man. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, Quinn, you're golden. John, you're golden. You know, and Quinn, you make my day.
Y'all guys make my day.
I appreciate you guys. Let you guys know that we are getting ready to go into the music part of the program, and I appreciate everybody for coming through tonight. Right on. Y'all get ready
yep.
to take it away. All right, guys. All right. Listening to Hip Hop National Radio, please, guys, upload your MP3 today, www.hiphopnational.com. We definitely want to hear your music, so if you're listening in by telephone or by even to your computer or your cell phone, hey, definitely want to tell you, www.hiphopnational.com. We'd like to help you promote your music and tell a point of purchase where you can buy it from. You know, back over to Raw Dog and Dr. AT. Take it away.
Yeah, before I run out here, I want to say God bless you, John. God bless you, Quinn. I love you guys. Stay good. Good night.
I love you. Have a great night.
Dr. A.T. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no come with the dance like rock, scissors, paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, but more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. It's the end of days. Get down on your
closer for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold. Set the back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. He's amazing. My cousin Alpha and Omega, the creator. The final way maker on top and ungrateful. Right. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Everywhere she record him. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me up for commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what, I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point where she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like,
babe, I ain't done yet.
Yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah, trippin', she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know what that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run the town. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala-guala's that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta tug too hard, just keep the strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound, but she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you're still on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't tripping, I think I found a different flow that'll keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. Uh-oh, for fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the glonics out, gotta bring the piffin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa in her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. But the business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drop a nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby boy, you're still on my mind, you're my heart, so get me higher. You know what you say, know how it plays, it's not the right way, don't never wanna go.
Baby girl, you stay on my mind and you're my heart, so
get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and promote. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky. Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world.
Bloodshed, no more gun flare. Enough people die too young, we need love there. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, one light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Rise
can
change the world.
LaRouche and Palmeri, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change the
come
world.
On, it starts with you and me, we can
change
come
the world.
On, LaRouche and Palmeri, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
it takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away.
Too many youngers getting popped.
I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case.
The family drowning in the pain.
But he's alive another day.
Right around for where you stay. Police around us every way.
Another body on the ground. The killer always get away.
A bunch of rats up in the race.
Uneducated.
That don't know how to use their mind, man. Elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise. I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but they executed. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Juwan LaRouche, Palmeri, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Man, I'm a rider. It feels good to be on fire. Man, I'm a rider. These dreams are gonna take me higher. Man, I'm a rider. I've hit people on fire, no liar. Man, I'm a rider. I keep it bumping with the hip hop.
Next on deck, amazing.
Living life without you, you're the missing piece that comes to me. Yeah,
you got me.
Might
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Along, I'm making my music, these songs, feeling so strong. My style so prolific, terrific, ain't got no gimmick. Not just another white voice fitting it in my mind. I really ain't got no limits, right now I'm feeling fine, but that could change any minute. My people on the grind like people, I'm feeling like we only saving from the evil, but there was no room in this evil, so we go on about our ways. And through our days, years pass by me, feels like hours and days, and things in my life have made me sour for days. I'm not just another preacher saying ours is the way, but give it a try. You ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I can feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Holla. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? And everything you thought you know, well, it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range. Gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game, boy. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats that don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm spitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, weather man, any condition. I give the beat what it needs, like the kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies. They get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it. You'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on the seat, I'm scary when I'm crying, Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the ride. All right.
I'm trying to find
my
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.